أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وإن من شيعته لإبراهيم. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about Nuh alayhi salam. Allah azza wa jal related to us how he had rescued him and his family from the great distress, referring to the adab and referring to the trouble that he had suffered at the hands of his people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then moved on to another great Nabi, Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah says, وَإِنَّ مِن شِيَعَتِهِ the Ibrahim. And certainly Ibrahim was from the adherents of Nuh alayhi salam. He belonged Shi'atihi. Allah says he was from his Shi'a. Shi'a means he belonged to the same category. Shi'a means a group or a category of people. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said Ibrahim was from the Shi'a of Nuh, meaning he belonged to the same group and category of Nuh alayhi salam. They were on the same path and they were adherents of the same cause and the same mission. According to historians, there was a gap of 2,640 years, approximately 2,640 years between Nuh and Ibrahim alayhi salam. And between the two of them, you had two messengers. It was Hud alayhi salam and Salih alayhi salam. So if you look at from the time of Adam alayhi salam, between Adam and Nuh, you had two Nabi. They were not messengers. They were not what we call Rusul or Rasul. They were not given the title Rasul. They were Nabi. And we spoke about the difference between Rasul and Nabi. So between Adam alayhi salam and Nuh alayhi salam, you had Sheep alayhi salam and Idris alayhi salam. Sheep and Idris alayhi salam. The next Rasul to come after Adam was Nuh alayhi salam. So Nuh alayhi salam was the second Rasul and the fourth Nabi. After Nuh alayhi salam, you had two more Rasuls. Two more messengers, right? Who were Hud and Salih, and then came Ibrahim alayhi salam. So, according to some historians, this is based on historical narrations, that approximately 2,640 years later did Ibrahim alayhi salam come. Nevertheless, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when Ibrahim alayhi salam came, he was from the party of Nuh. They belonged to the same group and category of personality. إِذْ جَاءَ رَبَّهُ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. Allah says, remember when Ibrahim alayhi salam brought to his Rabb قَلْبٌ سَلِيمٌ. One of the qualities that Allah has described Ibrahim alayhi salam with is that of قَلْبٌ سَلِيمٌ, a salim heart. Salim has different meanings. One meaning of salim is that heart which is sound, that heart which is unblemished, that heart which is pure, that heart which is absolutely clean. Salim, it was pure, it was clean, and it was completely unstained with any type of polytheism or shirk. He was in the midst of shirk. He was in the land of Babylon. Today, the land of Iraq, and surrounding regions is basically what was known as Babylon, Mesopotamia, that entire region. So that is where Ibrahim alayhi salam was born. Yes, after that he migrated to the land of Sham. As we know, he left his people and his community. But that region was known for shirk. And that is where he lived, that is where he was born, that is where he grew up. He grew up in the home of shirk, in the home of his father Azar. Azar was a manufacturer of idols. So in that environment of darkness and shirk, polytheism, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ibrahim alayhi salam, his heart was qalbun salim, a heart that was completely unaffected, salim, even though he grew up in that environment filled with shirk and polytheism. Allah says his heart was salim, completely sound, it was pure, at no stage did he even have an inclination towards shirk. At no stage did he even have an inclination towards that which the people were involved. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed this youngster to grow up with this pure and sound heart. There was an incident. People realized that Ibrahim alayhi salam, from a very young age, he had absolutely no interest in idol worship. And he was completely disinclined to their ways. And he spoke about a creator, he spoke about a Rabb, one who brought into existence the entire universe. He spoke about Allah, and he would at times invite them towards Allah. So they became concerned that how are we going to influence this young boy? And they thought that let us expose him to our festivals. Let us expose him to what we are involved in. And see what happens with exposure. A person becomes desensitized towards the crime. And that is very, very important for us to understand. Sometimes we feel we are just witnessing something, or we are just going to see how they do it. But what happens with that is you then become desensitized towards that sin. And that is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has prohibited us. One of the reasons why we shouldn't openly speak about sin, and why we shouldn't openly broadcast and advertise sin. Why? The more people hear about it, the more people see it, the more people are exposed to it, they become desensitized towards it. Desensitized towards it meaning it now becomes normal for them to hear about it. That's number one. Number two, people will feel encouraged to do that sin also. So if you are always going to speak about zina of somebody or whatever other sin may be, then you will feel encouraged to commit it and you will become desensitized towards that crime. So they thought, let us expose this youngster to our festivals and to our festivities and the wrong that we do and make it seem very delightful so that he may be delighted by it and he probably become, that's the first step, he becomes desensitized towards what we are involved in and then eventually perhaps he will be encouraged to do what we do. So they said to him, إِذْ قَالَ لِأَبِيهِ وَقَوْمِهِ مَاذَا تَعْبُدُونَ He would give da'wah from a young age, he would tell his people and his father that what is it that you people are worshipping? Mada ta'budun? What is it that, ifkan alihatan dun Allah turidun? Do you intend to take as your God these fallacious and these false gods, dun Allah, other than Allah? Fama dhannukum bi rabbil alameen? So what is your opinion regarding the Rabb of the world? If you are taking these as fallacious and these false gods as your ilah, as your deities, and your objects of worship. It's obvious they did not create. They did not create the universe. So what's your opinion about the creator of the universe? What about him? Who is he? فَنَظَرَ نَظْرَةً فِي النُّجُومِ فَقَالَ إِنِّي سَقِيمٌ So they came to him and they realized this youngster needs to be exposed to some of what we are involved in. And then maybe he'll accept it. At least accept it. And he will develop some type of interest towards it and some tolerance towards it. So they came to him and they invited him. They were going to have a festival. And the entire community was to go out towards this festival and celebrate the festivity of their gods and the festival of their gods. So when they came to him and they invited him, and they said, oh, Ibrahim, join us. Come along with us. And be part of all the celebrations that take place in the name of our God. So Allah says, فَنَظَرَ نَظْرَةً فِي النُّجُومِ He glanced a glance towards the stars. فَقَالَ إِنِّي سَقِيمٌ And then he said to them, I am unwell. I am unwell. I cannot join you. I am saqim. Saqim literally means to be sick. Saqim means to be unwell. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, he came up with an excuse, and he said to the people, I cannot go out with you. Why? Because I am unwell. I am not feeling too good. Now Allah says that before he made this statement, نَظَرَ نَظَرَةً فِي النُّجُومِ Allah says he glanced towards the stars. What does this mean, that he glanced towards the stars? It's just a spontaneous reaction when you are asked something and you think of a response. Aimlessly, sometimes you just pause for a moment and you look in a certain direction. You pause for a moment, you look in a certain direction for a few seconds and then you respond. So it was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just explained here, it has no real significance as to why he had done it. But he just paused for a moment, thinking about an excuse, and while doing so, he like just looked up towards the heavens. There was no real significance in what he had done, but he just looked up towards the skies, thinking about what he could say to them. So he deliberated over his response. Why did he do so? Because he wasn't really unwell. He wasn't physically unwell. So in other words, he had to come up with an excuse, but it could not be a lie at the same time. He couldn't speak a lie, he was a Nabi of Allah. Or at that point, Allah knows whether he was already a Nabi or not, but he was a young boy. So he had to now think of how he's going to exit and how he's going to come out of this predicament and situation. So that is why Nabara, Nabaratan fil Nujum. He just paused for a moment, he looked towards the stars, he glanced towards the stars, he thought about how to come out of this situation. What did he say to them? Inni saqim, I am unwell. I am unwell. His intention was what? I am sick of your idol worship. I am sick of your polytheism. I am sick of your shirk. That is what I am sick about. So when he said, I am sick, he was honest. But what was his intention? His intention was that I was sick about the polytheism that you are all involved in. فَتَوَلَّوْا عَنْهُمْ مُدْبِرِينَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they accepted the excuse. And فَتَوَلَّوْا عَنْهُمْ مُدْبِرِينَ They turned around on their backs and they left him and they proceeded towards their celebrations.